Be poor for the planet. Green Party tells Prime Minister candidates to abandon growth for climate crazy agenda. By Peter Cattell on July 29, 2022. The UK's Green Party has demanded that the two candidates vying to become Britain's next Prime Minister abandon aims for economic growth for the sake of the climate crazy agenda. Britain's next Prime Minister should not be focused on increasing the UK's economic growth at a time of massive financial difficulty for the public, but should instead focus on forcing through the green agenda. This is the message one of the heads of the country's Green Party has for the final two Conservative Party candidates vying to become Britain's next political leader. While in a sane world it might be assumed that the counsel of a rival political party would be ignored, in fact the radical Green Party is pushing at an open door. Both Sunak and Truss have already committed themselves to keep pushing the party's climate-crazy net-zero policies. According to a report by The Guardian, Green Party co-leader Adrian Ramsay denounced the UK as already living beyond its means, saying that the future political leader of the country should abandon chasing GDP growth in favour of cutting carbon emissions. Unfortunately, successive governments have for too long focused on economic growth at all costs, without acknowledging that it's the quality of our economy that matters, not just the quantity, Ramsay claimed. A narrow focus solely on economic growth will exacerbate the climate crisis and worsen social inequalities. He continued, "I am calling on the Conservative leadership candidates to commit to broadening their focus from economic growth and show how they will ensure that the UK lives within our planetary means within the next 10 years." Ramsay also claimed that the government should move away from using GDP as a measure, and instead focus on public happiness, as well as the impact Britons are having on the planet. While the Green Party's climate-crazy demands in the face of an inflation, food and energy crisis are bad enough on their own, Britain's current situation is made even worse by the fact that the two remaining candidates to become Prime Minister, Liz Truss and Rishi Sunak, have both openly committed themselves to continue the so-called Conservative Party's own green agenda. This includes the pursuit of the country's so-called net-zero goals, which involve dramatically reducing the country's carbon emissions at a time when questions are already being raised as to whether the UK's national grid will be able to keep the lights on this winter. Meanwhile, as national politicians push for economic growth to be put on the back burner, one-fifth of the UK's population is now reportedly being forced to cut back on purchases or bill payments in order to stay afloat. To make matters worse, it appears as if the massively inflated price of energy currently eating away at the funds of the average Briton have not even yet hit its peak, with energy bills being expected to hit £500, $606.68, by January next year. It's down to the government to do something as these figures are shocking. We're going to see vast swaths of households fall into energy poverty, warned one spokeswoman from the BFY group who presented the statistic, who also emphasized that it would be the poorest income households most badly affected by the hike. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.